Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week, in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, we were talking about the need for older Christians to be firm in their guidance of the young Christians, to impress upon them the need to keep a good testimony. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Young believers sometimes imagine that those who are older and stand in the place of guides and teachers are often too severe if they warn against worldly things that militate against a real Christian testimony. However, if they would only understand how fervent the love is that God places in the hearts of those who love souls, they wouldn't wonder that sometimes leaders must say very strong things in order to impress upon the young the importance of being totally yielded to the Lord Jesus Christ, to impress upon the young the need of a repentant heart. I can assure you of this, in that coming day, when all the saved stand at the judgment seat of Christ, there will not be one person at all who will be sorry they totally yielded to the Lord Jesus Christ. But in that day, there will be many who would give gold mines if they had them, if only they had been more devoted, more truly separated from the world in their daily life and worship, and more out and out for the Savior in the scene below. Recently, a man came back to us. He was in our church a little over 20 years ago and left upset about something, but come back and said, I was wrong. With tears in his eyes, he was thankful that one of our people had asked him to come back, that we wanted him back to worship with us. And you know, he didn't really do anything that was worthy of being church disciplined. It wasn't a moral sin in his life, just a disagreement on administration. And for over 20 years, he was away. And oh, how it breaks our heart to think of someone away for 20 years and how much they have lost in eternity of the rewards that God wanted to lay up for them. Now, my friend, if your love for God is real, you can be steadfast in the faith. You can be teed up for Christ. You can, in the eternal life, wear the victor's crown instead of being saved so as by fire. And my friend, it is my prayer that it will be so with you. Now, Christian friend, I'm not going to try to sugarcoat things for you. If you become fervent for the truth and you speak the truth in love, folks are going to fault your fervency. If you say strong things in defense of the truth, people are going to say that you're unkind. And the same people say that will be the same people that will use very fervent and hard language about politics, sports, and other things. And yet no one will question their loss of temper or cool. You know, we can attack a sin and say that it's an abomination. For example, the Bible doctrine teaches that sodomy is an abomination to God. And people say, well, that's being unkind. That's being unloving. But they can turn and say, Bloom's an idiot. That guy is a dummy. I mean, they can call me all kind of names. I haven't called them a name, but I've called their sin, sin. And you see, they will accuse us of being unloving They'll accuse you of being unloving if you stand, because they think that we should be very calm when people tear the Bible to pieces. Well, friend, if anything calls for fervent and intense feelings, it is the defense of the Word of God against false teachings as well as against false translations of the Word of God. My friend, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, not ashamed of my stand. Does it cost something? Yes. Yes, it does. But you've got to determine, are you living for this life, or do you have eternity set in your heart? All the gains of this life are left behind. All the eternal gains are enjoyed forever. How wise are you as a Christian? Are you teed up for Christ? Are you really teed up for Christ? Are you one that gives the good tidings of the gospel to others? Do you have a good testimony? And have you found the triumph of standing fast in the Lord and not quitting, not cowering? God can do it through you, because the Bible's very clear and the Word of God is never wrong. It says, as a Christian, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. My friend, if you're a saved person listening to me right now, why not bow your head and ask the Lord to help you to be the kind of Christian He wants you to be? To not look at the doubters, to not look at the persecutors, to not look at those who mock, even if it's your very family. But you'll always keep your eyes on Jesus, and you'll rejoice when you hear the good news of another soul saved, when you hear the good news of someone else you've influenced and helped along the way. Well, I trust that'll be your prayer. Well, next time we want to begin looking at verse 9 in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. I want to close right here, and I want you to know that in preaching this verse-by-verse study on 1 Thessalonians, we very often share the gospel and invite you to be saved. I want to invite you, if you're not sure that if you died today that heaven's your home, to call upon the Lord for your salvation. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. My friend, that includes me, and that includes you. The Bible tells us that Jesus is the only way of salvation. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. You're not going to go to heaven by your good works, by your church membership, by your baptisms, by your theories. You must have a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus Christ. What must you do? Well, first of all, admit that you're a sinner. By admitting you're a sinner, the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so by admitting that, you're saying, I don't deserve heaven, and I'm headed to hell. I admit that. And you're also admitting that you can't overcome your sin. And so you're turning to Jesus Christ. That's what we mean by a repentant heart. One that turns from depending on itself and turns to Jesus Christ, trusting Him to take away your sin. He paid the penalty for it on the cross, and He takes it away when you turn to Him with a repentant heart and you're willing for Him to take your sin away. Now, if you're not willing for Him to take your sin away, then, my friend, don't think that you're going to get saved that way. The Bible says in Acts 3:19, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord. Acts chapter 20 and verse 21 tells us about repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 17:30 and 31 tells us that God commands all men everywhere to repent, because He's appointed a day in which He will judge the world. To repent means to turn from your sin, to turn to Christ, ready for Him to take your sin away by His blood. and that you're giving your heart unto him. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9, it says, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." Now, a lot of people like to stop at the word believeth. "For with the heart man believeth," but it doesn't stop there. The next two words are "unto righteousness." And you're saying, okay, I want Jesus Christ to cleanse me from my sin and come into my life and be my God. And right now I'm inviting him to do that, to take over my life, do what's necessary to make me what he wants me to be. And if you're doing that, then God will certainly do it. Believing that Jesus Christ paid your sin debt in full when he shed his blood on the cross and died for you, and then 3 days later rose up victorious over hell and the grave, that is, that he bodily rose up, showing us that he has the keys of hell and of death, believing that, you through prayer invite Jesus into your heart and life. For the Bible says in Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You may say, "Brother Andy, I'm a very bad sinner," but that's all right. John 6:37 says, "He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." In Romans 5:20, it said, "Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound." God will save you if you'll trust him with your soul. Why not right where you are right now, pray this prayer, asking the Lord to save you? "Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for my sins. I believe that 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name." Now, my friend, if you just prayed and asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. I have a booklet titled Building Blocks, and I'll send that booklet to you. It'll show you how to grow in your new Christian life, show you how to grow in Christ, to learn how to study the Bible, how to pray. It'll show you what kind of church you ought to go to, and it's a booklet that will just really instruct you in living the Christian life. And I want you to have that absolutely free. Just write and say, "Brother Andy, I ask the Lord to save me listening to your broadcast." Or you might write and say, "Brother Andy, I am already saved, but I want to help others. Would you send me the booklet?" And I'll be happy to do so. Our announcer will be giving you our email address, or should I say our web address, through which you can email me, or our physical address, and we do want to hear from you, so please let us hear from you. And I see that my time is up today. I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.